Well, Mark, you travel down here in high spirits after the wins over Lancashire and Notts, but unfortunately it's been a couple of poor days from a Durham perspective.
We've taken a bit of a beat in the last two 2020 games, which is disappointing from where we were, the momentum we thought we were building, but it's not irreparable. We'll come back, obviously. Got to assess the areas where we're falling short, but we're still definitely in the competition.
I know last night and tonight, I think you probably would have bowled first if you could. The one thing you wanted to do tonight was not repeat the start from last night, but it was actually worse, wasn't it? I think you were five down inside five overs.
It was an absolute disaster of a power play, really. I think we didn't quite get it right with how we approached it. Obviously, if you lose a couple early, then no matter how positive we're looking to play, there's still going to have to be a bit of a rebuilding phase there. And I think the way the wicket played, it was actually easier for batsmen once it got outside the power play, with a bit more space to work the ball into, and with the angles of the ground and the quick outfield, it made a quite free scoring outside the power play.
I know you were live on TV tonight. From what I could gather from tweets I was receiving from people, that were suggesting 130 would be a par score here. In the end, it was very similar to last year. I think you made 125 here last year, and they measured their response before going for it with the last few overs.
Yeah, I think it's one of the benefits of chasing on a surface like that. You can go at it a couple of ways. Obviously, they with Kevin O'Brien looked to put us under a bit of pressure in the power play, which the lads stood up to quite well. And then once I got outside, they were able to milk it for a bit. And then once we had to have fields to try and take wickets, they took advantage. So that was the advantage of batting second, which would have been ideal had we won the toss. But still, it's a 50-50 thing, so you can't really just put everything down to the toss. We've got to bat better than that, plain and simple.
You do look visibly upset by this today, actually.
It's a pretty disappointing one. We never seem to play our best game at Leicester. It's a tough one to take because of the promise we had shown in the first couple of games. But like I say, we'll hopefully get back to winning ways.
There's still plenty of matches to come, which is the benefit of this. You've got to forget about this one pretty quickly because you start your one-day cup competition here on Sunday morning, a ground where you absolutely blew Leicestershire away last year. You got your second highest score in one-day cricket.
Yeah, it's a fresh start tomorrow, different competition. We've just got to be positive and look to start that competition with a big performance. It's a quick turnaround, and that doesn't give us too much time to reflect or feel sorry for ourselves. We've just got to man up and get on with the job and do it properly.
And was that why Paul Collingwood and Paul Coughlan sat out today, just with a mind on tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the season, we knew Coggers was on a sort of pathway to building them back up to all format cricket, really, and with the games that we've played and the travel included, which is quite tough, which gave him a bit of a rest looking forward. And Collie likewise, 40-year-old, still plays with the enthusiasm of a 20-year-old, involved in all three facets of the game, and his body's creaking a little bit. He's not too bad, but I think with what we've got coming up, it was best to give him the rest and be fresh for tomorrow.